George Harrison, and a message for all the marketeers amongst you. If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. That's very true. If you don't know where you're going, then you're really not going to be able to market successfully.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely key. I think let's call it, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. A lot of people, you know, if you relate Twitter to that, they think, oh, I need to join Twitter because everybody else is doing it, but they don't really know why they're doing it. And it's not part of their ongoing sort of business plan. So.
Okay, so we looked at marketing principles. We looked at the four P's that became five in the first half. Let's talk about how the internet's changed things. I remember 1999, 2000, I was showing businesses how to use the internet to sell things. We're now 12 years on from there, and the world has changed considerably. Websites can woo you. They can show you video. They can give you audio. They can take you through a story. That must have changed the way that we market things considerably, Pete.
Well, there's actually been a kind of paradigm shift in marketing as a result of the internet, hasn't it? And that previously, when you had a business, your marketing was really all about getting a message out there. And there's been compared to throwing mud at the wall firm enough and some of it's going to stick. And now that system simply isn't necessarily the way you have to go. With the internet, of course, there's piles of people going on there already looking for stuff. So rather than throwing mud at the wall, you can actually find out who is already looking for stuff. If you have in any way a product for which there was an existing demand, you just go and find the people that are looking at it and say, here we are. And that's it. So you've turned the whole marketing system around. Rather than you pushing information out, you're waiting for people that are already looking and make sure they come to you.
So we promised a little bit about this magical area of SEO, the black art, search engine optimization. And that's the first stage, isn't it, really, is to know what people are looking for and tailor your website so that when they look for it, they come and find you.
That's right. I mean, SEO is probably one of the easiest areas of web marketing for which to generate a real return on investment. There's lots of people looking for stuff, and the well-hackneyed phrase is, you need to be top of Google. But, of course, there's lots of people selling top in Google in quite inappropriate manners. So you've got to be top of Google for the right thing, in the right way. If people are searching for a phrase, it might well be a phrase that means they're looking to buy something, or it might just be a phrase that where they're looking for information. So if you spend a lot of time being top in Google for an information phrase, that probably won't give you much return at all. If you get to top in Google for the right phrase, then that could very often be a very, very solid stream of sales.
So I mean, we probably all now, pretty much every business that's selling something, not from a fixed place, not from a shop, will have a website, and quite a lot of shops now also have websites. At what point do we start thinking about a website as being not just a brochure, not just a way of explaining what we do, but as an active way of selling what we do? Not necessarily through e-commerce, but I mean, presumably you see your website Simon, as a way of getting people to engage with you and actually do some business.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of, again, I come back to your overall strategy. I think it depends what business you're in. You know, some people will have a website where their customers can log into and build this sort of community of users that can share information. And it's about building a brand. You know, other organisations will want to have some sort of shopping cart. You know, we talked about e-commerce as well. But it is becoming a much more highly engaging tool. You know, I think exhibitions, traditional exhibitions, are becoming less important as websites become sort of the shop front of businesses, where before the internet, you had to go along to an exhibition to see somebody's products. You can now get that by logging onto somebody's website.
I'm going to miss exhibitions, the backpacks, the pain in the back of the legs. And the pains who come in from the corridors of where they talk to you. I mean, the thing about exhibitions is there's also a social purpose to them. You've got conversations going not just between you and your prospective customers, but also between you and your competitors, and you've got to know what they were doing. So you still have to do all that kind of thing. Presumably now, that also is happening online, the conversations and the looking at the competitors and making sure you know what they're doing. they're able to cope with it.
Well, that's a nice segue into social media, really, isn't it? Because social media is a little bit like a trade exhibition for your marketplace that's constantly running and everyone's always at it.
There's a lot of great social media sites now, you know, that you can engage with and interact on a day-to-day basis. It's very, very, very good way of marketing your business.
In the words of the judge, what is a Twitter?
A Twitter. There is a Twitter, and Point Pete's probably best to answer that.
Some of us refer to ourselves as twats when we're on there. So, Twitter is obviously an immensely popular social networking website that features a very, very short, but very, very fast-moving stream of news and conversations from each individual on there.
And we've seen the power of that to influence people over the last couple of days, as we referred earlier, with the News of the World. But it's also there have also been other campaigns that have gone on there. But the great thing is, there are also businesses that are using that to build their Harley-Davidson type of brand, to get people aware of who they are, wanting what they want. Now, presumably, at some point, you have to take that from desire to action. And how do you do that in a social media context? How do you take it from a Facebook message and a fan page, which we'll talk about, or a Twitter message, into something that actually is going to happen and bring you some money?
I guess one aspect of that is very much there are a lot of people already ready to take action in your area, and if you're the one that they find and you make sure that you are the one that they find and you address the need that they have, then they will naturally be coming to you to make that purchase.
I think also in the Twitter, you post 140 characters. It's very good to post something about a blog that you've written about. You've also got a lot of other people tweeting comments about your brand and about your business. So it's sort of the control of the message of the brand. It's sort of a bit out of your hands to a certain extent, and given out to people just talking about you.
So we're already introducing another concept in here, which is the idea of blogging. So you've got blogs, you've got Twitter, you've got Facebook, you've got LinkedIn. They all somehow must connect together. Tell me, Pete, how's that?
Well, there's this sparring conversation, isn't there, going on online. And one of the great phrases people use is you need to be part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that all these different media types are linking together. So the conversation can be spinning through Twitter, Facebook, your blog. As a web marketer, one of the things you're looking to do is kind of provide almost like a trail of links out there on the web that lead back through all these many, many types of media. And the trail follows back to your website. And anyone that's out there that's interested in this area, that's engaged in this conversation, will find their way to your website and say, oh, yes, that's what I want. That's exactly what I've been talking about.
So when they find their way to your website, presumably there needs to be something there that will satisfy them that they've made a journey that it was worthwhile.
And this brings you onto that whole sort of the Web 2.0 concept, doesn't it? Previously, a website was just some pages. It was like a brochure, but on a screen. And you go and look at these pages and you read it, and the most you could probably do was hit a contact form or phone someone up. And that was it. That was what it did. Web 2.0 takes the whole thing to a new level. And if you consider Facebook, you go on there, you do stuff. You chat with people, you invite your friends, you share your photos. It's all about things that you can do on there and engaging with the website and via the website with that community and that company.
So one of the things that I wrote down that I wanted to ask or to make the point about was it's social media, which means that it's not unremitting promotion. But I think the other thing about it being social is it becomes personal. And you have to be able to engage on a personal level with the people that are following you.
Yeah, a lot of my customers are on Facebook and on Twitter, and the actual staff within those customers are very busy tweeting about things that are going on in their day-to-day lives, and you can join that conversation. So, yes.
That's interesting thing, joining the conversation. I mean, you presumably have to have the right tools to do that. Where do you find the tools now? Are they just on computers, or everywhere then?
They're everywhere. on the internet, and most of them are free. There's a lot of tools. There's Twitter. You can get them on your iPhones, your mobile smartphones, and you can be doing it on the train, wherever.
Is this stopping people actually having real conversations?
Probably to a degree, yes. I think there's that scenario now, isn't there? Everyone's kids, I think, are veterans in the evening. Never come out, never pick a ball around the street because they're all tweeting or Facebooking to their mates or watching something on television. So, I think that's a whole social phenomenon, isn't it?
It is, but the important thing is that people are doing it as part of their business strategy. There's got to be a reason for doing it in the first place.
I mean, coming back, and it's probably going to be our final bit of the conversation, to customer relationship management, to the people. What you're doing these days is keeping track of the people that you need to know about, using social media, using your relationship management tools. Now, presumably, that's all online these days as well.
It can be online or it can be in your office. At South of CRM, we provide a CRM system to give you one view of everything going on with a client. So when you look at a customer or a prospective customer in your database, you've got visibility of everything going on, what they're tweeting about, what conversations you've had internally, what buying history they've had with you. So you need to get a complete picture of what's going on.
And we haven't even gone into email marketing, or we won't have time to do that. But that is another way of bringing people back to you. I think we're going to have to resume this conversation another time. But for now, Pete, if you can tell people where they can get in touch with you on the web.
Oh, yes. Well, if you'd like to find out more about web marketing and e-commerce websites, we're on channelcomputing.co.uk. Do get in touch if you've got any questions at all, please.
That's Pete Great for Channel Computing, Simon.
Yeah, Southwest CRM. We are at southwestict.com. We're based in Falmouth, and we help businesses market through the use of IT.